Hi, I'm Marion McPartland, and today on Piano Jazz, we have two pianists as our guests, Bill Charlap and Rini Rosnes. Both of them are such fabulous musicians, married to their music and to each other. So today we'll have three pianos. What do you think of that?
I think that's fantastic.
And it's something new and different that we never did before. Knowing how great you two are, we thought we could try it. But before we do, tell me a few things. Where did you get married?
We got married in New York City, actually at the Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola in the Time Warner building.
Oh, you at Dizzy's?
Yeah.
Oh, how exciting. And did people play at the wedding?
We had quite a few musicians. Of course, we had a lot of musicians who were guests as well. But sending us down the aisle or up the aisle, I guess, would be Freddie Cole.
Oh, how great.
He sang The Nearness of You, and he played it, and it was beautiful.
Did you play at your own wedding?
We both did, yes. I played with my mother, Sandy Stewart, and Rini and I played a duet. And Rini played also with the Trio de Paz, which was our wedding band. It was an awful nice wedding band. And Harry Allen, the tenor saxophonist.
I'm sure it was an absolutely unique affair, too.
Well, it was perfectly apropos that we should be married in a place that centers around music as our lives center around music and each other.
Well, it's time we had some music. You two kick this thing off with a duet.
We can do that.
What do you think you'd like to play?
How about, do you want to play Just in Time?
Sounds good to me.
All right.
Julie
it's
Stein.
It's a great tune. Gosh, that's wonderful. The combination of a little arranged here and there, and also a lot of improvisation.
Well, it keeps it interesting.
It does, and I love changing key. You know, we don't do that nearly often enough. I find I wind up in the same key I started with. There's no need.
Well, I don't know about that. You particularly seem to play in just every key that there is.
Well, I think I can play in any key, but I sometimes forget to maybe change key in the tune, which you just did. It was really nice.
It can add something very nice emotionally.
And many times a tune sounds very different. It feels very different in another key.
You know,
lots of times when I change the key of a tune, it becomes a whole new tune to me. I discover it all over again.
So when did you first decide that did you play two pianos at a gig or something?
Actually, the first time we played two pianos together was in Bern, Switzerland, at the Bern Jazz Festival there.
There
was an evening of several different pianists, Ray Bryant and Monty Alexander, Randy Weston, and Bill and I were on the concert, and they asked us if we'd like to play a duet together. So that was the first time. I guess it was, 2001.
And subsequently, we went on a tour, which I know that you have done, called 100 Golden Fingers in Japan.
Oh, you were on that?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And for those of you listening, it's a wonderful tour that takes place in Japan with 10 pianists and a great rhythm section as well.
But don't get worried, because there's not 10 pianos on stage.
No.
Only two pianos.
There are two pianos. Piano players play duets and solos and with the rhythm section. It was a nice time. It was certainly nice to be around all those great pianists, which you don't get a chance to do that as a pianist because, usually we're the only piano player on the gig.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
and to have the opportunity to do duets with, some of your idols and having not had that opportunity before.
What do you say, since there's three of us here, that this is not 100 golden fingers. This is 30 golden fingers. Should we do a three-way tune with our 30 fingers?
Absolutely.
What do you think we should try? What would be a good tune?
We could try Gone with the Wind.
That's the first piece that Rini and I played duet.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Well, then you ought to start it out and let me kind of fall in after you get started.
And
then after that, it's every man and woman for themselves.
And then I'll fall out.
Thank you. Well, the 30 platinum fingers worked overtime.
I think it worked out very well. We should take it on the road.
We could do that, couldn't we?
A lot of fun.
Well, there's more to come with this dynamic duo, Rini Rosnes and Bill Charlap. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. On the web at pianojazz.npr.org. What do you think about somebody doing a tune? Rini, maybe, would you do a solo?
Sure, I'll play one. I'll play Billy Strayhorn's Chelsea Bridge.
Oh, I love that tune.
That's beautiful.
I learned that at the Hickory House because he was sitting at the bar every night and I thought I'd better learn some of his tunes.
Wow.
Yeah, so I learned Lush Life and... Chelsea Bridge. It's a particular favorite of mine, so dying to hear you play it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was just beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's such a great song. And you played such different harmonies on Chelsea Bridge.
Well, just messing around a bit. There's so many ways to go about it, and the melody offers a lot of possibilities.
That was just gorgeous, Rainey.
Thank you.
When you decide to play a tune, do you kind of mess with it for a while?
Yes.
I wish I was that industrious. I sort of sit down and dash off a tune. It's a terrible thing to do.
No, well, that's a great thing
talent.
To do, too.
My mother, I just remembered my mother used to say, Margaret, don't dash at things. Margaret. I hate that name.
Well, that's a very good reason to dash at things. Well, speaking of that, why don't you play something solo?
Well, I could. I don't know who wrote this tune, but I love it. Too Late Now.
That's Burton Lane.
Thank you. I'm glad you know.
Thank you.
That was beautiful, Marion.
Just gorgeous. Yeah.
Thank you. It's pretty tough playing in front of you, too.
Well.
It really is. Well, there's more to come with this dynamic duo, Rini Rosnes and Bill Charlap. You can find artist information, set lists, and more on our website, pianojazz.npr.org. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. You two are going to do a duet, aren't you?
Yes.
We thought we'd surprise you with something.
What's it going to be?
You want to hear it now? You want to be surprised when we start playing?
I'm ready for the surprise.
Yes,
I think I am.
We thought we'd perform one of your compositions.
Well, that's a very nice surprise.
But we'll let you hear what it is when we begin playing.
Okay. That was a beautiful surprise. I wasn't thinking of anything like that. I was thinking you were both going to strum in the piano or something wild.
That's a beautiful tune.
That was your Twilight World.
Yes, it's just beautiful. I'm having such a ball listening to you two separately and together.
Thank you, Mary.
Have you got something together coming up, you think?
Sure. What would you like to do?
How about You and the Night and the Music?
It's a good one.
That's a likely tune.
Thank you.
Or nothing like a good old slow tune. And that was very neat, the way you snuck the piano jazz theme in there. It just fit in there.
Well, we couldn't help ourselves.
Well, that was a real surprise. Well, there's more in a minute with this jazz super couple, Rini Rosnes and Bill Charlap. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Do you practice a lot?
Well, it helps to practice. And yes, I do.
Do you, Rini?
Yes, yeah. Spend a lot of time at the piano. You know, it can be 2 o'clock in the morning or whenever we feel like it, we can sit down and play and not be bothering neighbors or, you know. It's nice to have that luxury to have the two pianos.
Oh,
there.
Sure. Well, do you ever just sit down and play for fun?
All the time, yeah. That's mostly what we do.
And sometimes we get paid for it.
And good things come out.
Yes.
Well, do you think your styles are different? I mean, everything works together, but if you're playing solo, do you think your style is different from hers?
Well, we're different people, of course, and so our styles are very compatible with each other in a duo, but certainly we will approach things in ways that will surprise each other. So I suppose certainly our styles are different.
Like you might do an entirely different take on Chelsea Bridge.
Almost certainly so. I wish I could play it like that. That was magnificent.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
I mean it.
Which reminds me, you are going to do a solo, I believe.
Yes. I'd love to play another one of your beautiful songs. This is Stranger in a Dream.
Boy, I'm getting lucky today.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, it was just gorgeous.
Thank you, Marion.
It's so wonderful to hear one's own tune played by somebody else, and so beautifully.
Well, thank you for such a beautiful tune.
Can't imagine what that feeling is. Wow. Well, do you think we could try a free piece?
I'd love to try it.
We'll go on a journey together and see where we end up.
Well, it can't help but end well. So here goes.
Thank you.
What are we going to call that one, in case it happens to become a big hit?
Central Park in the Dark.
That's good.
Charles Ives used it already.
Oh, oh really?
Yes.
Well, in my mind's eye, I keep seeing a beach, like a different size and shape, pebbles, and they're all kind of moving.
With the current.
Something yeah. like that.
Yeah. Well, we are at Manhattan Beach Recording Studio. Why don't we just call it Manhattan Beach?
Okay. You know, I'm having such a good time today. I hate for this all to end. You two are such fantastic musicians, singly and together. I do thank you both for being here.
Thank you so much. It was our pleasure, completely.
And our
and
honor.
We got to do one more tune. That'll be fun.
Yes.
What'll we do?
I'll Remember April.
Yes, that would be a nice one. I used to play that as a ballad.
Oh, it's a beautiful ballad, yeah.
Maybe we could each take a piece of it as a ballad.
All right.
Let's try that. Thank you.
You two are just fabulous.
Thank you, Marion.
Thank you for having us.
Such a joy to be here with you.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marion McPartland. Her guests today have been Rini Rosnes and Bill Charlap. Join us each week at this time as Marion welcomes other outstanding artists for conversation and improvisation. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Shari Hutchinson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, assistant recording engineer Tyler Hartman, mastering engineer David Mitchell, engineering intern Dale Anderson, production coordinator David Lyon. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. We'd love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1041 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the Friends of Piano Jazz and from the National Endowment for the Arts, ArtWorks. Additional support comes from Jazz Times Magazine, delivering jazz news, insight, and opinion at newsstands everywhere and on the web at jazztimes.com. Support for NPR comes from NPR contributors, which include the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age, and the Lemelson Foundation, committed to improving lives through invention in the U.S. and developing countries, on the web at lemelson.org. This is NPR.